The city's primary election is less than a month away, and candidates across the city are kicking up their efforts to win over voters. They're focusing their efforts on adult citizens who turn out to vote. A new WNYC analysis found just how few voters that is. 4 years ago, two-thirds of the city's census tracts saw fewer than a quarter of adult citizens turn out. It was the worst in the Bronx, where 62% of census tracts had fewer than 20% of voting-age citizens cast ballots. WNYC's Anna Sale reports that this year, efforts are underway to improve that by targeting citizens and non-citizens alike.
Over a game of dominoes along Willis Avenue in Mott Haven, the mayor's race, or at least one guy in it, stirred up a debate.
They should just leave him alone. That's his life over there.
We're going to be the butt of every joke in the country.
So Vilma Madera and Francisco Schmidt disagree on Anthony Weiner, and they say they plan to vote. But most people in this Bronx neighborhood do not. In 2009, it was in the bottom 10th for turnout in the city. Crossing the street nearby, Angel Cordova chalks that up to immigration patterns in the neighborhood.
Well, it's just because there's a lot of people that are scared. They think that it might get deported for some people.
That could be part of it, even for eligible citizen voters. Neighborhoods with high numbers of naturalized residents vote less in New York City. Language is also a factor, as is education, according to a report last year by the city's campaign finance board. Sever Fiska gets the hurdles. He lives in Pelham Bay in the Bronx. He immigrated from Serbia decades ago, but 2012 was the first time he ever voted. It wasn't fear that stopped him. It just wasn't a priority.
Because my day was like 4 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the afternoon. By the time it's, I got no time to go to the post office. At that time, that's all I knew was post office, go register the post office.
He's a cleaner in the Apple store on Fifth Avenue. But this campaign season, he's doing political outreach for his union, SEIU 32BJ, which represents janitors and building security workers.
We are targeting new voters and wanting people to register to vote.
Hector Figueroa is 32BJ's president.
Because of who we are, 2 out of 3 of our members were born outside of the U.S. We're going to pay an inordinate amount of attention to immigrant voters, you know, Latino, Asian, and others.
About a fifth of 32BJ's members aren't eligible to vote. So it's not just focusing its organizing efforts on citizens.
So what we're telling people is you need to come out whether you can vote or not and build a movement to really get a piece of the fair share of the prosperity in the city. And politics is one way of doing it.
So they're talking to all their members.
Can I speak to Elizabeth, please? My name is Monique. I'm from 32BJ, your union.
Since early July, 32BJ has been going door-to-door in targeted neighborhoods across the city. In the Bronx, they're focusing on 3 council districts, including the South Bronx.
Surprised to see 32BJ at your door.
I just get out from the shower.
A woman named Elizabeth opens the door in her Bronx high-rise and welcomes Monique Spears and Vivian Oliveira at her door when she sees the familiar SEIU purple T-shirts.
Are you a registered voter?
Yeah. I'd like to give you some information here of who we've endorsed.
Elizabeth intently leans over the flyer with the union's picks because she doesn't know whom to back.
I have no idea. For me, reading all that, it will give me an idea of who, you know, because we all human. We want better for ourselves. I don't really follow the political stuff.
This was one of the few successful stops on this afternoon. At most of the Bronx addresses on the canvassers' list, there was no union member there to talk to. At this apartment, the union member had moved away. That's another factor in low voter participation, high rates of residential turnover. Back at union headquarters, Edgar Hernandez told a room full of organizers how he'd convinced 2 new citizens at his Manhattan building to take the time to register. At first, he said, they were reluctant.
I told them, you're entitled to vote. And they liked the idea of being heard because they were never heard before.
But he said he made the mistake of not taking their forms back after they were filled in. So he's still not sure if, in the end, these new citizens will become New York City voters this year. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.